Here we are at Pottery 360. This is the Casual Fan One, and today we are talking with the legendary, iconic Mr. Mark Grant. Mark, it is a pleasure to talk to you. How's everything going on the road?
Everything's going great, guys, and thank you so much for having me. It's like anything else. You have a long off season, and the season starts, and then it's like getting into that groove. I know it's always one road trip early on where it's a bad pack road trip. You forget something. You forget a pair of pants. You forget a favorite sweater. You forget a belt to match your shoes. It's always something. So I'm still in that travel mode, trying to get into that groove. But hey, all said, it's going okay. It's going pretty well. Thank you.
Well, coming out of spring training with the Padres, what are some of the things that you observed that you really liked about the ball club?
I think the defense really sticks out. The one thing with Alexei Ramirez at shortstop, the acquisition there. I mean, let's face it. Last year, that was one of the negatives for the Padres. Center field, John Jay, that got a chance to put Melvin Upton Jr. in the outfield. You know, Matt Kemp still, you know, he's a little long in the tooth and not really the best right fielder, but he's going out there to try the best he can. Obviously, hopefully his bat makes up for some runs, if in fact there are some runs given up in the outfield. But with the way Matt Kemp is swinging the bat, that doesn't seem to be an issue right now as far as the defense. But you know, the defense is the one thing that really had to be addressed. That was a big issue last year, and you know, hopefully the Padres are towards the top defensively, or at least in the middle of the pack this year, because they need to tighten it up so they can help that pitching staff.
Well, that's one of the things that actually I wanted to get into with you is going over the infield here, because definitely Ramirez was an awesome pickup. What do you think of the combination of Spangenberger Ramirez up the middle?
I like it, and you know, that's a good question, because Corey being a rookie last year and getting a taste of the big leagues and then full spring training this year, pretty much the job was his to lose. I think Corey is going to be really, really solid at second base. Is he going to win a Gold Glove? Probably not. Is he going to probably be one of the top five second basemen? You know, it's a wait-and-see type thing. But I think he's a good enough athlete, and I think he is the type of player, and also Alexei Ramirez, to where they're talented enough to where it's not going to take that long to get to used to one another at, up the middle. We know how important it is to be solid up the middle, and I'm sure they've done a lot of talking, a lot of time in spring training, working on infield and throws to second base, covering the back for double plays. And Corey is just that type of player to where he can adapt quickly, and I think he's holding his own at second base.
Well, going over, you mentioned the outfield, because, I mean, definitely was changes with bringing Jay over here. What do you think of the outfield compared to last season, offensively and defensively?
Well, defensively, I think a little bit more speed. And as I mentioned, you know, Matt Kemp, hopefully he can offensively start hot, and he swung the bat well in Denver. And hopefully that carries over enough to where there's enough runs scored to where late in the game they can put in a defensive replacement like Travis Jankowski did. You know, he filled in recently for late innings when Matt was taken out of the game. But, you know, sometimes, you know, each team has their liability. Each team kind of has their negatives, which they try to get better at. They definitely got better in the outfield. You know, center field John Jay, I think it's a plus because he can cover some ground in right center field that Matt Kemp won't be able to. From an offensive standpoint, I think John Jay being a left-handed bat at the top of the lineup, I think that helps. You know, he's a six-year veteran to where he knows how to work a count. And I know it's a different dynamic in St. Louis with their lineup as opposed to the Padres lineup. But when we have a player like a John Jay who knows how to work the count, you know, once in a while, you know, he can turn on one and hit the ball at the ballpark. But, you know, he's a gap-type guy who's got some speed for the top of the lineup. So I think they've been upgrades. I don't think it's, you know, 180-degree as far as defense and offense, but definitely on the uptick, the upswing when you talk offensively in the outfield and defensively.
Well, one of the other big changes that I've seen in the team for this offseason has definitely been the bullpen. The Padres have always had this sort of set amount of people in the bullpen. Which one of our relievers do you think will be have the most positive impact coming out of the pen this year?
I really like Brandon Mauer. I like his arm. I like his stuff. It's overpowering. he's the type of reliever that can come in the eighth inning, set up for Fernando Rodney, and really make a difference and having a quick eighth inning. Hopefully they have plenty of leads to where he can go out there and shut them down and make a little bit of a mistake to where it's not going to really hurt the team. But, you know, Kevin Quackenbush has proven himself. Fernando Rodney, the closer, last year was definitely an up-and-down year for him. I think there's some inconsistencies there with Rodney. That's just his track record. But like anybody else, guys, the going out there and getting a good couple outings under your belt, like recently, the last two guys I mentioned, Maurer and Rodney, you know, to win on the road is tough. It's going to be tough to win on the road. It's going to be a challenge. But if these guys go out there and throw quality strikes like we know they can, I think the back end of the bullpen should be just fine.
Well, the biggest change, of course, in the offseason was the hiring of Andy Green. Now, there were a lot of positive notes on Andy coming out during spring training. How well is he matching up with the good vibes now that the season's underway?
I think he's doing great. I did not know Andy Green before the season started. I just knew him as the third base coach for the Arizona Diamondbacks. Of course, I did some research on him, talked about his minor league days with him recently in spring training. I talked about his managing days with him in the minor leagues, and he's got a pretty good track record. So the more and more I get to talk to Andy Green, the more and more I like him. He's prepared. He knows exactly what he's doing. He has a great relationship with his coaching staff. Each coach has his own responsibility, and each coach knows what that responsibility is to report to Andy and let him know what's going on. But Andy knows how to work a scorecard. He knows how to certainly he likes to know how to work the defensive shifts, no doubt about that, because he's going to shift quite a bit. We've seen that early on in the season. So, you know, I think it's a good fit. He's a young manager. I think that bodes well for the young players, and I think he has earned the respect of the veteran players as well.
So that's definitely great to hear. What are your thoughts on the last season that you're going to be working with Dr. Enberg?
The professor. You know what?
Yep, and I have referred him as a doctor because I co-author with a doctor here, and Dr. Rebecca Herman.
Yes, I'm very honored to be with the good doctor. It's, you know what? I could talk all day about Dick. He's just a pleasure to work with. And, you know, I go back to my childhood days because I not only love baseball, but I just like to watch sports in general. I like to watch football. I like to watch tennis, college basketball. And it seemed like every time I turned on the TV, you know, back then there was no ESPN. There was no 24-hour sports. There was no MLB yep. Network. And the big events, it seemed like, you know, Dick was always doing the play-by-play. So he was the voice of my childhood as a kid. And then all of a sudden, next thing you know, I'm sitting next to him. And, you know, he's had a great run. He's had a really good run and an illustrious career. And to sit next to him has been a pleasure. It's been an honor. And it's just, time goes by so quickly. And I think he kind of sits back and just kind of thinks, boy, it's happened so quickly. And now it's going to be the last one with the Padres. But, you know, he's going to be around after. He'll do some stuff for us, I think. And he's just loves the game of baseball. I admire his passion. So it's been a good run.
He's a good man. We Rebecca and I have been fans and really enjoyed him. Here's the last question for you, Mark. And once again, I want to thank you for taking the time to
talk to us
and let other Padre fans hear your thoughts and your passions about the club. If you could only watch one movie for the rest of your life, which one would you pick?
Caddyshack,
Airplane, or The Jerk?
Oh, okay. Oh, wow, that's good. It's an ABC question, huh?
Yep.
Airplane, Caddyshack, or The Jerk? Oh, my gosh, that's a nice try.
And I had, by the way, the privilege of seeing Caddyshack and Airplane at the same time. They were back-to-back movies years ago, and I got to see both movies in one night.
You know what, Wayne and Rebecca, I gotta go Caddyshack. I got to stay true to myself. I got to go straight from the heart. Caddyshack is just – there's just too many good lines in that movie that are dropped every day. And I'm not just talking to me.
Right.
I mean – friends of mine, players. It seems like Caddyshack is lines are a part of the everyday vernacular in everybody's life. So
it's in the hole.
freeze gopher, You know, there are just so many things about Caddyshack that just make you laugh in everyday life. And I like to incorporate some in the game. So, you know, that might be on my homework. Hopefully, it's a Padre win tonight, and we're having a good time. It's a good game, and I can incorporate some Caddyshack tonight, possibly.
Well, that would be awesome. And if you can, also break out the shillelagh at some point, because I was
Yeah.
reading last night's stuff, and we haven't had the shillelagh really all that much, I think, recently. And it'd be really cool if you brought back the old shillelagh and maybe give one to Dick to go ahead and put up during the game as well.
Yeah, I think that's a good call. It has kind of gone by the wayside a little bit. I got to find that thing, or I've got to find an Irish shop that has all that stuff to go buy one and break it out during the games because you know the Padres' offense it's kind of been up and down recently. So maybe we could bring us some luck, but I think that's a good call. We should break it out.
Awesome. Mark, I want to thank you so much for your time, and we'd love to talk to you again in the fall and maybe talk about your entire career and go over your time with the Padres.
Absolutely. Wayne and Rebecca, I want to say something. I really appreciate you guys' passion. You guys love the Padres. It shows. And, you know, from my standpoint, I just want to say thank you for all you guys do because you guys are true fans, thick and thin. And it's nice to have fans like you see at the ballpark and seeing that passion every day. So I appreciate you guys.
Thank you so much, Mark. You have a great day.
All right. It's in the hole.
It's in the hole.
Cannonball.
Cannonball coming.
Cannonball coming.
Cannonball coming.